Hi, I am Dr. Dick Needleman, health reporter for 103.3 Asheville FM, with a Healthy Asheville health tidbit for this week. In local news, the CDC's COVID dashboard for the week ending on October 5th shows almost 2% of the deaths in North Carolina were due to COVID, the second lowest level of six groups, and increased since last week. Emergency department visits for COVID-19 are minimal in North Carolina, less than 1.5% of all visits, and a substantial decrease since last week. Wastewater monitoring can be used to provide early warning for COVID outbreaks. The Buncombe and Henderson counties wastewater data on the North Carolina COVID dashboard for the week ending on October 2nd was unknown for the week, including the number of viral gene copies in each water sample and the 15-day rate of change of the number of viral gene copies in each water sample. Vaccine protection wanes over time, and newer variants evolve to evade the body's defenses. Persons in high-risk groups, ages 65 and older, with chronic health conditions and weakened immune systems, are more likely to develop severe illness. At-risk people can be protected by staying home when not feeling well and keeping current with vaccination. Americans can order up to 4 free COVID tests at covidtest.gov. I just did. A new COVID vaccine is available for currently circulating strains. It is recommended for everyone 6 months and older. The timing is optimal to protect against getting severely ill during the winter surge of respiratory infections. Check with local pharmacies for availability. This has been Dr. Dick Needleman with a Healthy Asheville Health Tidbit. Let's keep Asheville healthy. For questions, feedback, comments, and more, please email me at healthyasheville@ashevillefm.org. Today's Health Tidbit is posted on our website at www.ashevillefm.org.